grandmother on daddy's side was, she was her dad was old man Duncan.
That was your wife that I met before, mm-hmm. wasn't it?
That was my wife.
Uh-huh. Do you mind telling me how old she is?
Now, she was 72 the 29th last December.
And she's Baptist too, I guess.
Yeah, she's Baptist.
And has she ever done anything else, occupation, ever done any teaching or anything like that?
Well, now, she, way back several years ago, she used to teach school.
Yeah.
She taught school for me mad for a while. Just out here in the country school, you know.
Well, how much education did she have? She must have had some education.
I think she went through the 10th, about the 10th grade. Of course, so then they didn't require them to have no degree like you do now. You know?
Well, it was a different situation.
Sure.
I'm not criticizing anything
That's
at all.
Right.
Do you know where she was born?
Well, she was born in Harris County.
You don't know, do you know where her people came from before they came to Harris County?
Well, they were born and raised right back over here in the mountains, about 4 miles from here.
So as far back as you know on her family, they live right here?
Yeah, yeah. Ben Dixon.
Okay. Now I want to ask you some specific questions just on words you use so we can watch language patterns. What do you call the latter part of the daylight hours before supper, say around 3 or 4 o'clock? You might say, I expect to see him later this
afternoon.
Yeah, okay. What do you call the time of day when the sun first appears?
Morning. That's what I could have heard. Morning.
Well, what about the exact moment when the sun comes up? What would you call that?
Well, I'd call it sunrise.
Sunrise? Okay, that's what I'm looking for right there. Thank you very much. What would you call the time of day when the sun disappears?
Sundown.
Sundown. Okay. If this hand of the watch is on the 9, what time would that be? Well, how would you say that?
On the 9?
Yeah, the big hand's on the 9. What would you call that?
You when the big hand's there?
Yeah, right.
You mean the big one?
The big one, right.
I say a quarter.
Quarter? Quarter to 9?
Quarter to 9.
Okay.
That's what I'd call it.
Well, that's what I'm looking for.
A lot of them say it's 45.
Yeah, some of them
8:45.
See, we're trying to figure out, you know, why people say different things.
That's right.
It's hard to tell, but it's interesting.
Yeah.
It's interesting. If there's been a storm and then the rain stops and the clouds disappear and the sun comes out, what would you say? The weather is?
Well, there's a season. No.
Storm and rain stops and then the clouds disappear and the sun comes out. What would you say? The weather is what?
Let's see, that's if the sun comes out. I'd
right
say,
after a storm.
I'd say that.
Okay. You don't have to answer all of them. What would you call a very heavy rain that doesn't last long?
I'd call it a downpour.
Downpour. Okay. What do you call a shelf over a fireplace?
Shelf?
The shelf.
Called a mantle.
What do you call the things that hold the logs in a fireplace?
Andirons.
Okay. What do you call the small pieces of wood that are used to start a fire?
Kindling.
What do you call particularly rich pieces of wood that you cut into little slivers to get a fire started? Would you call that something different than kindling?
Well, that's what I always called kindling for the.
Yeah.
Fat lighted.
Fat lighted.
Fat lighted. Yeah.